welcome to another great week on the Jet Set. This week, we're taking you to the Puget Sound to explore Whidbey and Camano Islands.
That's right, and I even beat Nikki at a sport.
He actually did. I'm still convinced you cheated. But stay tuned to find out. It's all coming up right here on the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Are you ready to go? Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. It's time to Jet Set.
You guys are in for a real treat today because we're sharing an incredibly special place with you this week. We're heading north to Washington to visit Whidbey and Camano Islands. The ocean air and relaxed pace of the island really left me feeling refreshed. Did you feel the same?
I loved every second of this. It was so beautiful there. Whidbey and Camano Islands is home to 8 state parks, ranging from popular Deception Pass State Park to lesser known parks like Possession Point and Fort Ebi State Parks.
It was really pretty.
It was amazing.
The drive getting to Whidbey Island was just beautiful.
It was beautiful. And Deception Pass, looking out from both ends, it was absolutely incredible.
Now, not just those state parks, there's also more county, city, and even private parks, just like the Sculpture Forest that we visited, which is open to the public and is amazing, and it's run through donations. It was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And some of those, you're gonna see it in a few minutes, some of those sculptures you really had to look for.
That was really cool. And it's like all the art was part of nature and vice versa. It was absolutely amazing.
Okay, now our trip started on Camano Island, which is laid back and friendly, and it's known for zip lining, axe throwing, Dungeness crab, a prolific arts community that Nikki was just talking about, and natural beauty. There's abundant lodging as well, some at the water's edge for beach walking or whale watching. We did a little bit of that too. And all of that can be done right from the shore, much like the Camano Island Inn. Known as the Easy Island, Camano offers both a physical and mental makeover from the mainland to an island mindset. Choosing an inn overlooking the waters of the Puget Sound is a perfect splurge during a visit to the island. Camano Island Inn offers a perfect blend of contemporary comfort with a slower pace of life.
The private patios or spacious deck offers the perfect place to relax and enjoy a glass of your favorite local wine and take in the views of the Saratoga Passage. If you look carefully, you'll spot all sorts of marine wildlife, but one thing you're sure to see is a spectacular sunset.
Bobby, so beautiful. What an amazing place to stay. If you're planning a trip to Camano, definitely check out the Camano Island Inn and soak in that spectacular view.
It was so nice sitting up there on that deck looking at that sunset. It was beautiful there.
Having a glass of wine, watching the clouds, watching all the animals right in front of you. It was wonderful.
All right, well, now that we had a good night's rest, I had plans for us to do something that we had never done before. So we headed over to Arrowhead Ranch.
Hey guys.
Hey there. Hey Scott.
Hey,
thank you
Scott.
So much for having us at Arrowhead Ranch.
Welcome to Camano Island.
Thank you. It's been beautiful since we've been here.
Good.
All right. It's time to throw some axes.
That's right.
This is so awesome.
That's right. Welcome.
Are you ready, Lori?
I'm ready. I've never done it before.
I've never done it either.
I feel like her height might be an advantage.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, who's this?
After a quick safety briefing, it was time to head in and start throwing some axes. I was feeling cool and confident as I entered, but as it turns out, axe throwing is not as easy as you might think, and it's not like hitting a volleyball. But I'm not one to give up easily, and after a few throws, it was time to start the competition.
And while Nikki may be the former athlete between the two of us, there is no substitute for raw talent, which when it comes to axe throwing, apparently I have.
Bobby, good job! That's amazing!
I tried. Okay, so let's debrief what just happened. Nikki lost.
Yeah, she did. Landslide. 30-1.
She is the most competitive person I know.
Yeah.
And this is
Okay, I've never done this before.
Me either.
Wait, this is the first time
Yeah,
too
of
for
course
you?
It is.
Man.
So I'll call you.
Yeah, please.
We have league. You know,
that was so fun.
I'm still still not convinced he didn't cheat. But even so, I had so much fun.
And what we didn't tell you is that the axe throwing wasn't just a friendly competition, but it was to determine which one of us got to go on to the next adventure. Mona, thank you so much for having me here at Christofferson Farms.
My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about its history.
Well, it's been in our family for 5 generations, and it's been an agricultural enterprise and a timber operation for over 100 years. And I'm part of the 4th generation managing, and we're really excited to continue our traditions of agriculture and forestry and add some fun things as well, like
zip lining. Yeah, so what can we find here?
So we started a zip line tour about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's really cool because you go through the forest in a fun, adventurous way,
uh-huh.
and you learn a little bit about what's going on there at the same time.
And you also have lavender fields here, I understand. I've heard a lot about lavender.
Yeah, so we're a certified organic farm,
okay.
and we grow lavender for scent, and we also grow it for culinary uses.
All right, now, what can someone expect when they go on a canopy tour with you?
Well, a little bit of pushing outside the box of your comfort level. But we have certified guides that are just awesome. Our guides really make the tour, and they make people feel super comfortable because they take care of all of the details.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to my canopy tour. Thank you so
Sweet.
Much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And what an adventure it was. Gliding through the forest was an awesome experience, and one that was made even sweeter after having beat Nikki at axe throwing.
Bobby, I am still totally shocked by how you... Okay, first of all, you beat me, but you got 2 bullseyes.
I know.
How did you
Actually,
do that?
Actually, 3, 1 in my practice run, just saying. I'm good with the target, what can I say?
Really fun. Well, we've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more from our amazing trip to Whidbey and Camino Island coming up in just a minute.
I found a sport I'm good at.
He's like, Nikki, it's not a volleyball. Welcome back to the Jet Set, where this week we're exploring the beauty of the Pacific Northwest with a trip through Camino and Whidbey Islands. Now, one thing I think is particularly amazing about a visit to Whidbey Island is that whether you choose to take a ferry or to drive onto the island on the bridge, both offer breathtaking views. Oh.
The amazing views you get while riding on the Washington State Ferry System are hard to top, but we chose to drive onto Whidbey Island crossing Deception Pass. The dramatic seascape and tidal current below the twin bridges are something not to miss. Either way, getting there is half the fun.
First stop was Comforts of Whidbey. This modern farmhouse-style bed and breakfast is also a working winery. The clean and comfortable rooms also had possibly the best mattresses I've ever experienced.
So after exploring Langley here on Whidbey Island all day and then having a delicious meal at Savory Restaurant, I'm back here at Comforts of Whidbey enjoying a beautiful glass of wine because this is a working vineyard. There are even llamas here. I'm enjoying this beautiful view, which is spectacular, and I can't wait to have probably one of the best nights sleep because the beds here are amazing. So make sure you come check out Comforts of Whidbey.
And while Bobby got to zipline through the forest, I decided to head to Wildwood Farm to see the landscape in a more relaxing way.
Greg, thank you so much for having me here at Wildwood Farm on Whidbey Island. This place is like heaven on earth. It's magical here. Tell me a little bit about the equestrian center, because as you pull up here, it's just pastures and horses everywhere.
So we board horses here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 30 boarded horses that uh-huh. folks come out every day and ride and have fun with. We have a large riding program. Mm-hmm. We have 11 school horses. They're all handle three-year-olds, so they can just about handle anyone who's uh-huh. never ridden before. Uh-huh. And we also do summer camps. We did 90 summer camps this past summer.
Wow, excellent. Good. So you really have something for everyone, whether you're a beginner or an advanced rider. This is the place to be. Excellent. Well, I am ready to go for my horse ride. I believe Dusty is waiting for me. So let's go up to the barn and see what's going on.
Thank you.
If you are an equestrian or just love animals like me, you can stay on the property because the main house is also a bed and breakfast. And after one afternoon with Dusty, you might just fall in love with Wildwood Farms. After an afternoon of riding, it was time to meet Bobby for lunch.
And if you're like me, an authentic Neapolitan pizza just might be the perfect lunch. We headed to Chow and met with owner chef Mark Laska to learn about his journey to making Italian pizza.
Mark, thank you so much for having us at Chow.
It's so awesome to have you. Really, it's just a pleasure.
Before
Welcome
we
home.
Even talk about all the food on the table, I understand you were trained in Italy.
It's true. In Naples, pizza is not something that gets delivered to your door in 10 minutes. Pizza is a profession. So this is a protected food product. So if you like Chianti or Parmigiano Reggiano or Champagne, it's very specific to a region, and this is what makes it so special. So for me to say I make Neapolitan pizza,
okay,
it has to have Italian flour, and I worked in the mill and stayed with the family where this flour comes from. It has to have fresh cheese. We make our own every morning. It has to have Mediterranean sea salt, Italian olive oil. It has to be made by hand. It has to be made by somebody that's trained. And it has to be made in a wood-fired oven. Mm-hmm. So our oven was made by the last of the old-timers in Naples. They let me help build the floor, but they wouldn't let me touch the walls. And we crated it up and shipped it back, and it met me when I got back.
Along with the incredible pizza, you'll find fresh breads, handmade pasta, great wines, and Italian pastries. A meal at Chow is a must while in Coopville.
After lunch, we headed over to meet Scott Price, the creator of the Price Sculpture Forest. Scott purchased this land with the intention of building a house, but decided he loved the area so much that he wanted to preserve it for generations to come. Combining his love of nature and art, he created this incredible park.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to protect because, obviously this has timber value, and then it also, you could build houses here, so I was trying to protect these. Almost all of them are over 100 years old, and we do have some old growth forest trees on the property as well. This is a good example of a sculpture by an internationally known artist, Jeff Kahn. And as you can see, can you feel air right now moving? And yet that is moving. And he builds his kinetic art to be so well balanced that even in this incredibly light breeze, everything he designs moves in less than 2 mph breezes, even at that scale. Okay, find it.
Is that it?
Nope. Here's your quiz for the day.
Can I have a hint?
Yours is not working, Mickey.
What? What's that?
Can I have a hint?
Thinking hat's not working.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my first hint is, where have I placed all of the signs relative to the sculptures?
Office.
Yes. So it's the first thing. So you're looking over here, but where's the sign? So there you go.
Sign is here, yeah. So it should be here. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're getting closer.
Oh, wait, I see a line here. There's some wires. There it is.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. So that is Flying Pegasus, and
You gotta take off your sunglasses. It's the same color as the tint.
Exactly.
Well, actually, yeah, seriously, yeah. You really cannot
No,
see
I know.
It.
Yeah, I know.
And this is one where certain times of the day, there will be shafts of light coming through, and believe it or not, it lights up. I mean, it is just vibrant. It's like this glowing yellow. And then times like right now, you've almost got to move your head back and forth, you know, just to see it. This is one of the more frequent ones where I'm up at the parking lot and they'll say, so when are you going to install Pegasus, you know?
Yeah, it's there.
Can you tell us about the QR codes that we're seeing on all of the...
Sure. Yeah, there's a free self-guided tour that anybody can use. It pops up on your mobile phone, and you can start from the beginning, or at any point along the trail, you can jump in if there's a sculpture you like. Every sculpture has a video of the sculptor standing by their sculpture, and they tell you about the sculpture and its meaning and its background.
Oh, that's cool.
Bobby, that sculpture garden.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, but the forest was also part of
I know.
The sculpture.
And it was really hard to find that Pegasus.
It was really cool though, wasn't it?
It was really cool though.
That was awesome.
I really liked how community-minded Scott also was as well.
He was adorable.
And the entire area really has a focus on the community. And I think it's really important that if you visit the island that you consider supporting the community. And one way to do that is by staying at locally owned lodging. And you can find that at WhidbeyIslandBnB.com. We have to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of our island adventure still to come. Don't go anywhere. Hello and welcome back to the Jet Set, where this week we're exploring Whidbey and Kamano Islands.
Now, with so many large corporate agribusinesses today, the small family farm can feel like a thing of the past. Not so on Whidbey and Kamano Islands. They still embrace and celebrate the traditional small-scale farms. Both islands can boast fourth-generation farmers still working land claims that have been in their family since the 1800s. This kind of agricultural heritage has attracted a new wave of chefs to the islands as well, taking advantage of the amazing local crops. Whether it's handcrafted wood sculptures or small batch wines, the communities of Whidbey Island have a strong artisanal culture, and when it comes to food, this is no exception. While exploring Langley, I stopped in to meet with Ron and Steven to discover how they decided to return home to open Savory, a restaurant that is relaxing, intimate, and inviting with flavorful food inspired by family, friends, and travel. Ron, Stefan, thank you so much for having me here at Savory Restaurant here in Langley on Whidbey Island. Okay, this place is amazing. It really feels like I walked into your beautiful living room and you're having me over for dinner. Tell me a little bit about how this place started, how it came to be.
Well, we were living in Chicago. We're initially from this area. My career took us out there some 25 years ago. And I was laid off during the height of COVID last year. And we started talking. We'd been talking about coming home and what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something in hospitality, a bed and breakfast or a restaurant, something that where we could interact more personally with people. And this opportunity came up. We knew Langley, we knew Whidbey, and we love it. And we thought, what a fantastic opportunity. And so we came out here and looked at it, and I thought, we can do something with this.
Yeah, this could work.
Exactly.
Oh, Stefan, tell me a little bit about your favorite things on the menu.
Well, it's sort of hard to say, you know, which is your favorite child, because all of the items on the menu are inspired by either family or friends or our travels, which we've been very fortunate to have traveled a lot. I've been in the restaurant industry for a very long time now, and some of them are inspired by people I've worked with and chefs that I've worked with. So we have a wonderful squid ink linguine that is kind of a signature dish. We also have our miso braised pork with arbo chilies and fresh ginger. And a special one for me is our tagliatelle, which is a recipe based on my family recipe from my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, going back generations. So while I put my own spin on it, its foundation is in family.
And when it comes to the food, all I can say is yum.
And no trip to Whidbey Island is complete without getting onto the water. We headed out to the wharf in Coopville to set sail on the Suva. Built in 1925, this Gatsby-era schooner is now the proud flagship of the Coopville Maritime Heritage Foundation.
Well, the crew are all volunteers, and all the maintenance work is volunteer also, primarily. Sometimes there's a heavy job which we're not qualified to do, and we'll take it to a shipyard. But most of the maintenance and upkeep is all volunteers. The crewing are all volunteers. And we just come out to sail and share the maritime experience with as many people who are interested. We're hoping that she can make or keep by doing that, and and that way we can keep her going another 100 years.
Also on board was Lynn Hyde, director of Historic Whidbey, who shared with us some of the history of Penn Cove.
So Lynn, what's the chances we would see any orcas out here?
Well, I guess there were a couple orcas out here a few days ago, so you missed your shot. Okay. But we don't see a lot. Back in 1970, one of the marine SeaWorld kind of places came doing a roundup of orcas here in Penn Cove, and created quite a trauma for both the usual orca visitors and for the people who lived here. Orcas live a really long time, and they never forgot Penn Cove, so from that time on, it was a good 40 years before an orca was sighted in Penn Cove again.
Really? Yeah. It's incredible that they remember.
Yeah.
That is just amazing. I mean, we know how smart they are, but that is really amazing how they're like, oh, we are not going there.
We're not going back. Yeah. So when they first started seeing them, probably about 8 years ago, and it's rare, you know, you might get one or two sightings in the summertime. You know, all the people who remembered the original roundup were like, oh, they felt a little bit like they could breathe a little easier that orcas were returning to their home.
I loved every part of the Suva, but I loved our crew.
It was
all
so
of
much
our
fun.
Guys
they
on
so
the
nice.
Boat. They were amazing, so interesting, so informative, and they love what they do. And then also kind of sharing the history with everyone on the boat.
It's a trip you absolutely need to take.
It was wonderful.
We've got to take one final break, but we've got lots more from our trip still to come.
What a trip it has been exploring Whidbey and Camano Islands. It was really such an amazing trip.
So beautiful.
But of course, we couldn't leave you without a few things to explore on the go.
Mickey's favorite part.
Okay, Robert, are you ready?
Let's go.
Go see the jets at the Naval Air Base. You won't want to miss this pair of Grumman A6 intruders as you drive on the island, but they are worth a quick stop to get a better view and a great picture.
Don't forget your sunglasses.
Yeah. Go visit the Jerry Oak Trees in Oak Harbor. Oh, Oak Harbor is so cute. The namesake of the town are worth a visit as you explore all the many shops and murals in the picturesque town center. It was so beautiful there. Okay. And after traveling all day, you need to go get an espresso at Ulysses Coffee and explore Langley. Have your morning latte and enjoy the artful downtown, which is so beautiful.
And the coffee was amazing. All right, now we need to give a huge thanks to everyone we met during our trip, especially to Visit Whidbey and Camano Islands Tourism and Sherry Wyatt. This
Sherry.
Trip would not have been possible without her. To the Whidbey Island Bed and Breakfast Association as well, the Camano Island Inn, Comforts of Whidbey, Christofferson Farm, Canopy Tours Northwest, Arrowhead Ranch, Scott Price and the Price Sculpture Forest, Wildwood Farm, the crew of the Suva, Savory, Chow, and the Front Street Grill. And thank you all so much for watching this week.
Thank
and
you, this trip everybody.
We'll see
we
you
had
next
a wonderful
week.
Time.
Bye.
We did so much.
Oh my gosh.
We ate so well.